I'm Rosemary Crick with a look at the latest BBC News. The strongest typhoon so far this year is battering the northern Philippines with violent winds and torrential rains. Super Typhoon Mangkhut made landfall on the country's main island, Luzon, early on Saturday, blowing down trees, ripping off roofs and knocking out electricity supplies. An official in the city of Tugagrau said almost all buildings had been damaged and communications were down. Howard Johnson is on the island.
We're on the road between Isabela and Cagayan province, two of the hardest hit areas by this storm. This area is currently being battered by high winds and heavy rain. We've seen electricity posts felled, trees ripped to shreds, and detritus all over the streets. There are reports that roads and bridges have been closed because of flooding and landslides. But it's the remote coastal areas that people fear took the brunt of the storm. The northeast tip of the country was directly in the path of Typhoon Mangkhut.
The US National Hurricane Center has said Storm Florence is moving into eastern South Carolina, bringing life-threatening storm surges and strong winds. At least five people have died. Here's Laura Trevelyan.
Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but she still poses a great threat. The high winds have subsided a bit, and so has the storm surge. But now what we're seeing is absolutely torrential rainfall as she pounds the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina. And the threat now is from flooding, potentially catastrophic flooding. I'm speaking to you from the Cape Fear River here in Wilmington, North Carolina. It has already broken its banks.
The Brazilian far-right presidential candidate Jair Bolsonaro has maintained his lead in an opinion poll from the Datafolha Polling Institute, released a week after he was stabbed during a campaign rally. Leonardo Rocha has more.
The Datafolha survey says that Mr. Bolsonaro, who's recovering in the hospital, is the preferred candidate of 26% of Brazilian voters. He survived an assassination attempt and many expected his name to shoot up in the polls. But there's been an increase of only 2 percentage points. The main change in the polls has been the increase in support to Fernando Haddad after he was appointed to replace the jailed former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Haddad is tied in second with 13%.
That's our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha. World News from the BBC.